Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 132. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean. And we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, gentlemen?
Uh-oh. 132, how are you?
132, oh. I am great. I can't.
You've been waiting. You've been holding on to that one.
I'm doing wonderful. Sean, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I've been great.
Good. Well, all right. That's the episode, I guess. That's the mini. That was a quick one. That was good.
It's like a Band-Aid.
That'll do, yeah. Basil.
Rip it off.
We are good. And by the time, let's see what. Oh, no. It'll be the 30th, so it'll be 2 days before the new year when they listen to this episode.
Oh.
Because it'll be just Saturday.
That's 30th. Right.
So, yeah. Anyway, we just recorded our first episode for the new year. Went pretty well, I think.
Yeah, this will be the last episode, then, of the
it will.
The old year.
It will be the last episode, period.
I'm all choked up.
Oh. Let's get right to it, shall we?
No pimple popper stuff?
No.
Thank God.
No.
That last one was more than I could handle.
Oh, the Uzi one?
The Uzi one, but no, I mean the last episode that we talked about it.
I thought you meant the video I just showed you.
No, well, that's gross too, but people seem to be entertained by the fact that Nate and I hated it so much and you loved it so much. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have a pimple popper party.
you and your freak friends fly your freak flags all you want, right?
That's right.
Freaks. Good freaks, but freaks.
The best are the comments. One guy goes, "Now we're talking."
it was good. I've been waiting for that kind of creepy.
Oh yeah. Anyway, no COSO tonight for this episode. So let's get right to it. Sean, what are we going to talk about?
This is Nate's pick, so watch out.
Heads up.
Only knows how this is going to go. This is Acadia University in Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia.
Yo, Scotty. That's right.
Nate.
The Grimdark Diary Girls, Nova, right?
That's right. Well.
Megan and Nikki. Well, it's not that anymore.
But Megan's on the other side. She's on the east side of Canada now. But
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So Nikki's on in the Nova Scotia area.
That's right.
Yeah. How did you come up with this one?
We haven't done
a Canadian one in a while.
I just looked up Haunted Nova Scotia.
Oh, you went specifically to Nova Scotia. Okay.
He and I are getting real tricky.
All right.
Watch out.
All right.
Haunted Hawaii, Haunted Nova Scotia.
I like it. I was very intrigued by this, and when I delved into it, it's very, very creepy. Mm-hmm. Very good story. So,
I looked up Haunted Hedges one time, and I got The Shining. Sorry, that's not that funny.
Nate, you remember how you showed me how you turn his mic off? That
was
Sean had it.
And I'm back.
Yeah, very, very good topic pick. I guess so. Yeah, I'm ready to dive into it.
We'll find out. The the foundation is Acadia University is a public, predominantly undergraduate university located in, I love this, Wolfville, Nova Scotia, Canada, with some graduate programs at the master's level and one at the doctoral level. The enabling legislation consists of the Acadia University Act and the amended Acadia University Act 2000. They do have the 1,000-pound axes that you have to wield to get to the... Wait a minute, no, that was
wrong
episode. Yep. Sorry. So they have the that's on their shield of the university. It used to be called the Queen's College from 1838 to 1841, and it became the Acadia College in 1841 until 1891. But what happened until now? It was established 185 years ago.
Nice. Got a little history.
It was founded by the Baptist, but now it's non-denominational. This is just more foundation, sorry. I just keep spewing it like your pimple poppers.
At some point. Oh, you want to see a pimple popper? Yeah.
I'm done.
Oh, you know what I put?
What did you put?
I misspelled. Well, I put Arcadia University. Did you say Arcadia or Acadia? If you said Acadia, it's my fault because I left out the R.
No, it's Acadia.
It's Acadia.
No, no. Oh. You made it. You're incorrect now.
I thought it was. Well, I'm looking at a story of one of my websites.
And you're looking at the wrong
one. And they put in Arcadia. But it's the same.
Oh, this says? Well, this says not to be confused with Arcadia University. Where's that one then? Let's look. I'm going to follow that link.
Oh, Philadelphia.
This says it's a private user. Yep, you're right. Boy. In Glenside, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Well, here's my Nova Scotia ghost stories and folklore and legends, and it says Arcadia. Okay. I just want to make sure. I didn't know there was an Arcadia, but here we go. Yeah, okay.
Doesn't have the cool axes, though.
Mm. No, it doesn't.
All right, we'll switch back over to Arcadia.
Right. Back to Arcadia Seminary, yeah.
In Wolfville.
I like the Wolfville.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Nate, you want to start off with a story or something?
Yeah, the big one is, according to legend, a young female student in the 1800s discovered she was with child and hanged herself.
Oh, here we go.
To spare herself and her family the embarrassment of an out-of-wedlock pregnancy, taking her life in an area on the building's second floor that's known as the Well. A large opening with a banister in the second floor, floor under the skylight. So over the years, there have been many paranormal activities. They have been reported at the seminary house. Lights turn on and off. Footsteps are heard going up and down the back stairwell. Doors open and close on their own, and objects move by themselves. And, of course, disembodied voices can be heard throughout the residence.
Nice.
So, yeah, there's a lot going on here.
It's a good start. I have been here. It says, witnesses of the spirit have said, talking about the woman, says that she is pale and blonde. She is known to be friendly and not a troublemaker. Well, that's good. She can be seen walking into rooms and shutting doors gently. When you go down to do your laundry and she passes by, you will feel cold air breeze go right through you. However, from another source, I heard that there is more than just Constance, the seminary ghost. I'm not exactly sure about how many spirits haunt Seminary House, but I've heard that there is a male presence that seems to be rude towards people. They like to push people down the stairs and touch them. One will physically scratch you if you taunt it enough. What about that? What in the heck are you doing over there?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
I'm having a night.
He is confusing me.
He's like,
what are you looking
at? I've tried
five Canadian haunted universities.
Listen.
Like, yeah?
Can we stick with the one that we're talking about?
No. Oh. No, here's the thing is I would be horrible on the field of battle. Let me tell you why. I am terrible with like signals and like trying to get somebody to understand what I'm doing. And that was a good example.
You didn't hear anything I just said, did you?
I didn't. So when you tell me what give me a recap.
Her nickname's Connie.
There you go. Her name's Constance. Right. Constance. Yeah, Connie. You want to join the rest of us?
Sean, do you want to like keep
crisscross applesauce?
That's it. Turn your chair, face the wall.
Yeah, put your nose in the little circle, right?
I'm like, what is going on there? Okay. However, I have another paragraph to go along with the part that Sean didn't hear. apparently, he was on his own little.
He is on vacation already.
Yeah.
Turned down my mic. Turned down my ears.
Okay. So it says, here's from another source. I heard that there is more than just Constance, the seminary ghost. Says, I'm not exactly sure about how many spirits haunt the seminary house, but I've heard that there is a male presence that seems to be rude towards people. They like to push people down the stairs and touch them. One will even physically scratch you if you taunt it enough. Well, you know what, though? If I was taunted, I'd push you down, too.
Yeah.
And scratch it. And,
So is it's a yin and yang. It's a nice ghost and a not nice ghost.
And a yang and yang.
So I kind of listened.
There's a unknown comment. On June 2nd, 2021 at 7:45 p.m.
That's exact.
Specific.
Very.
She says,
cloudy that day.
Saw her ghost in 1983.
Oh.
That's weird.
See, 83, I was 12.
That's three.
Gone. Yeah. How old are you?
Hello. What are we talking about? What year? 83?
Or 83?
It was four.
Five or six. Okay.
Well, let me do the quick math.
83 was a good year for me. That's my sixth grade year. Yeah. So, did you say your nickname was Connie? Is that what you said?
Yeah, Connie.
Connie Constance.
Yeah.
I still love the fact that this is in Wolfville. I know we're going to keep saying that, but
we're going to Wolfville.
Why not? It says, I remember that I actually thought that I captured a picture of a ghost. I'm still debunking this, even though it was taken about a year ago. My friend and I were doing a photo shoot because we needed something fun to do. We were doing a couple of test photos in the study lounge, and when we later checked the takes, it seemed as something out of the normal was there. We noticed that there was a figure sitting on one of the couches that we're planning on using as a prop. Now, like I said, we're not sure that this thing is real, but I think we could have captured one of the other spirits of the seminary. Still looking at the photo and trying to analyze if anything could have made the figure appear. My friend and I were outside of the room, so it could not have been us. It's kind of a bone-chilling thing when you think about it. So they had captured this the spirit on film or on camera. Excuse me.
I like that. You know, you hear that a lot where people take pictures.
Yeah, and like,
or just boom, 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 you know, one after another, random, yeah. And then they don't see them until after they get developed.
I think there's a creepy one. I saw one actually this last week, and I've seen it before, but it's this picture of, it's an old, like, black and white. It looks like when cameras were first around, but it's somebody that's dead laying there in a casket, and, you know, you see all the people around, and then, like, the face of the person's kind of, like, away from the dead body, but it's possible that it's just a weird way it was taken, but it looks like the face of the person is dead, is like reflected off of the other people, and so it doesn't seem, it's very off-putting, but it's like, you know, they were just showing like creepy and spooky photography, but this one was really old and like it, like I said, more than off-putting, but
yeah, which is kind of like the show.
That's right. More than this episode specifically.
Yeah. That's why it creeps.
What's thinking. Going into this?
Yeah, pretty much like
this microphone.
Yeah. Yeah. To come off of that, Sean says, despite the hauntings of the seminary, my final verdict of living in a haunted residence is an incredible experience. You never know what is going to cross your path. There are days where I want to encounter one of the spirits, but at the same time, I want them to steer clear of me for a little bit. The mean spirits, at least. So I think that's funny. Yeah. Why wouldn't you want the mean ones to stay away? Nate, you said you had a what?
You guys already read it.
Oh, shoot. What?
What?
What? Oh, did I read it? Or John read it?
Yeah, both of you. Oh. It was the same story that I found.
Oh, but then you can read the last one that I just read.
Which one?
The last paragraph.
Which?
Oh, I'm moving on.
Well, hold on. Let's
we're struggling.
Do you have another thing?
I do have another story.
Alrighty.
I found this. I don't know how much truth is to this. I think it's more of a scary story that's been associated with Acadia University.
Good. I like it.
Horror story of Acadia University, Wolfville, Nova Scotia. The night was dark and moonless, and the stars were hidden behind the clouds. The summer air was cooled, and a chill lingered in the forestry surrounding Acadia University and Wolfville. As students wandered aimlessly across the large green campus, they felt uneasy and alone under the night sky. Most of them have heard about the mysterious Wolfville Woods and were too terrified to venture in after dark. After all, urban legends have spoken of spirits and witches, and that only the bravest of souls would venture out to explore the deserted woodland. But tonight, these rumors all seemed too real. Suddenly, an unnatural howl cut through the darkness. It was the cry of a wild animal, and it seemed to be coming from the very heart of the forest. With trembling hearts, the students moved closer together, none of them daring to leave the safety of the campus. As the night dragged on, more and more strange noises arose from the deep within the Wolfville Woods, sending chills down the students' spines. Everyone huddled closer, bracing themselves for the unknown terror that lay ahead. Suddenly, a gigantic reddish-orange wolf emerged from within the dark depths of the forest. Its eyes were glowing of menacing yellow, and its grotesquely long fangs glinted menacingly in the moonlight. With the terrifying growls and cries, the creature began charging towards the students. Frozen in fright, the students watched as the gigantic wolf raced through campus, tearing through university buildings and leaving a path of destruction in its wake. As quickly as it appeared, the horror disappeared. The only evidence it had ever been there was the wrecked buildings and damaged objects left behind. Terrified, the students regrouped and went silently back to their dorms. No one dared to talk about the terrifying event, but the memory of the wolf would forever haunt the campus of Acadia University.
God, I love that.
That's a good story.
That was really good.
The fact,
I mean, you got to capitalize on the fact that it's Wolfville.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got to. This is interesting.
That's a good point.
This is Nova Scotia Ghost Stories, Folklore, and Legends says, this is really cool. This is about the seminary house and the fact that it's a ghostly residence. It says, you guys are going to love this, it has been said that if a house has had death in it, it can never be bought or sold. It can only be borrowed from the ghosts that live there.
I like it.
I like that. I should be on a shirt somewhere. Mako shirt. Yeah.
Oh, not a bad idea.
I'm full of good something. Nonsense.
You're full of something.
Nonsense. Yep.
I found the Acadia University Facebook group.
Yeah.
Or site. Yeah, I guess it's a group. It says, during the 80s, there were 8 ghostly encounters in the Prophet's Room. Room 315, Room 509, and the East Wing, third story stairwell. Students and visitors claimed feeling a chilly presence while alone in the rooms, mild poltergeist activity of knocks on doors and things falling off shelves, the feeling of their feet being caressed in the middle of the night, that would be creepy, have also been experienced. So it asked people, have you had any scary ghostly encounters at Acadia University? Share them in the comments. So I've got a couple of good ones here. This woman, I will not say her name because I don't have her permission, says, I was a resident. I was residence Don 86 to 88 and seminary was so draughty. I love that word, that it's no wonder that doors opened and people felt a cool breeze. The first summer, my husband and I moved in, no students there for a month. I took my master key and checked out every room from the dungeon to the fifth floor. One night we heard a crash in one of the rooms above our apartment. I discovered a terrified squirrel up there the next day. Another night I heard a swish, swish sound in my sleep. Says I was dreaming of cross-country skiing and woke up to still hear it in our apartment. I shouted out, who's out there? And a very high-pitched voice replied, it's security. They told me there was no one in the building. I heard after that he's nearly had to change his uniform pants. And then this guy, well, wait a minute here. I don't know if it's a guy or girl. I lived down the hall from the well and had my books flung from my shelf and actually saw a man standing in my doorway one night. Like, it was so real, I called out to it being like, hi, why are you in my room? It's the middle of the night. Then I turned my phone flashlight on, and it was gone. Ran out to find my roommate and was so freaked out. So there's countless of stories, people commenting about their experiences, yeah, at the Acadia. So pretty cool. I say we go there.
I have one of the residents. I don't know if they still are there, but they say the haunted place at Attica or Acadia is Seminary House. That is where the girl hung herself. I currently live in the building. It's the oldest acting residence in Canada, built in 1878. I've never seen anything, but I've had people tell me that they hear weird sounds from the walls.
Mm. Yeah, I would love to see this university myself. Mm-hmm. Put on the list, Sean.
I will.
What in the heck is that?
So that is a polyurethane sculpting of a Constance? Child's face.
Oh.
No, it's not.
Oh,
it's of a, this is the ghosts of Acadia. There are a lot of cemeteries and burials there. And so this is they used a skull to see what this person would look like, this child. And it says, Cheryl Puree's eyes fills with tears as she studies the child's face on her laptop computer. Like a grandma lingering over a photo of a child or a grandchild she rarely sees, Puree touches the screen, trying to adjust wisp of the child's brown hair behind delicate ears. Look at those cheeks, those round, how round they are, cheery. My family has a face that they can actually look at. So it's interesting because it says, it goes into, this could be one of my ancestors back in Nova Scotia's Los Annapolis Valley in 1740, just a few years before the British expelled 11,000 of their Acadian neighbors. The dark horror stories of the deportation, the burning of Acadian villages, and the attempt to snuff out an entire society are engraved on the souls. On this bright sunny day, the darkness is a little less visceral as she uses her laptop in her living room to become one of the first Cajuns to look into the face of an Acadian ancestor. So it's a it's a polyurethane facial reconstruction created from skull unearthed in an unmarked Nova Scotian cemetery halfway across the continent. So it says, but anyway, this article is interesting because it's talking about all the history and the destruction and the hauntings. So there is, it's not just in this university, but it's around that whole area that has, I mean, it goes back to just like the Indian burial grounds, but there is how people were removed from their homelands and all this kind of stuff. But I like that. I think that's cool. And it's super creepy, by the way, that the face, that's an actual face reconstruction. That's wild. But yeah, so this is like a creepy area just in the sense of its history.
This lady says, my room was directly underneath the well. So here's that well again. And across from a bathroom. Lots of memories of my room going very cold.
Toilet ghosts is what you're
saying. Yeah. or my previously toilet closed humor. And locked door opening and slamming shut. Or things moving around to different spots in my room than where I left them. Or turning up in other rooms on my floor. Now that's crazy if it's in other rooms. And I once walked into the bathroom and all of the sinks turned on all at once.
That's weird.
That is weird.
I'd heard about that, like objects being moved and changed around. I saw some video of that. People,
but to other rooms, that. Like that's
that. No, and that's,
you know what I mean. Like you hear that for like hotels and stuff, where they you leave and then your furniture or your clothes are folded or unfolded or moved. Never heard of it like being in other rooms. That's
That's pretty weird.
So something's up. I like it. You guys have anything else before we wrap it up?
I blame the maids. No, wait. There's no maids. I do not. Except I would love to visit. I'd love to visit Nova Scotia, but in general.
Yeah.
It's a very haunted land, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this would be a fun one to go investigate.
Live
check
show.
It out.
Live show on location, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Wonder how far Nova Scotia is from us.
Oh, now you're asking
for a minute.
That's not bad. I mean, walking out, yeah. Yeah, probably, I don't know. Because
I'm looking.
Is it as far as like New York, like on the
Wolfville, Nova Scotia?
Or, yeah, it's I'm trying to think north of that. I don't know if it's
British Columbia where Megan moved is like where Oregon and Washington.
Yeah, she's on the West Coast.
I'm thinking for the east. I wonder if it's.
I'm not sure if it's due north, and it probably is further east than New York. If I had to guess,
that's what I was thinking too.
Do you want walking directions or driving? I'm just kidding. 1 day 10 hours, 1 day 28 minutes, 1 day 7 hours. So it's just like we ran into the last time. There's a.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's way east of New York.
Okay, I thought it kind of jets out, doesn't it?
Yep. Like this.
Oh yeah.
Yep. It's probably further east than Maine. It's out there.
Yeah. So it's like 2 minutes then.
Yeah.
You said a couple of minutes.
A couple few.
It's a great way to describe it.
Or is it a few couple?
No. One, two, skip a few.
Well, Nate.
Yes.
Help us get out of this episode.
I guess we can go and get a drink from the well. And that's a wrap.
Oh, well. It's a scary well, by the way. I don't know if I want to. Thank you, Nate, for that. Ooh. Oh, well, hey.
What up, bump?
Yeah, are we doing like a... Be there for my dad joke last episode.
Yeah.
Thank you again, Nate, and thank you, creepies, obviously, for listening to our middle-aged mini, number 132. We are creeping up to 300 total episodes, by the way.
I saw what you did there.
That's right. And our educational and eerie discussion on the haunted Acadia University in Nova Scotia. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.